Big Country 1029, Susan Lowe with you, and a very special guest in the studio. I love having live entertainment here, and I love seeing your smiling face. Ty Parkin is here tonight, and we are going to have some fun, play some new music, and get people ready for next week. How excited are you to be opening up for Craig Morgan?
I'm very excited. Absolute pinch me moment is when I'm going to get up on that grandstand stage and play for so many friends and family that are coming from all over to see me play, and also this Northern Michigan community of people that have watched me play live around the area. It's been outpouring support.
Let's step back just a little bit. You are originally from Northern Michigan. Your background in music, you started playing the drums when you were young and then switched over to the guitar. Do you still play the drums?
Not really. I leave that up to the guys that really can play. It was a punk rock transition period of being young and fun, and once I matured through my music and wanting to play guitar and sing. And
what was it that made you decide country music fits me the best?
I think I was at a live music venue, and I heard Chicken Fried for the first time.
Zach Brown,
I was like, these songs are fun. And then I dug more into the Zach Brown Band and more bands like that. And I thought that, you know, screaming fiddle in the background with the lead guitar and all of that full production band stuff was really cool. And that's what I found even more when I moved to Nashville.
And the storytelling, to me, that's the thing that sets country music so far above other genres of music is the storytelling.
The songs have purpose.
Yeah. I know you mentioned before, too, Johnny Cash, who's an idol of a lot of country artists. But let's go a little bit newer now. Is there anybody now that maybe has come on the scene in the last couple of years that you go, oh, love, love, love?
As far as the songwriting goes, and I mean, he's got a great voice, and all of his performances have just been packed out, is Luke.
Yeah.
Luke Combs is...
He's a man right now. He is the man.
I don't think he's written a bad song yet.
So he's one of your newer inspirations. What about your experience in Nashville? Do you ever, you spent 4 years there, right? Do you ever envision going back? Do you go back occasionally?
I do. I go back to see friends and do some recording. This past year, I played a couple gigs with some friends. We played at the stage. We played at Redneck Riviera, John Rich's bar down there.
Let's talk about the single you sort of debuted here, Drinking for Two, since you were talking about songwriting. What's the story behind that song again?
Drinking for Two is really like a drinking my baby goodbye song, but it doesn't always work. Whenever you drink so much for yourself or to drown somebody's memory, that type of song idea, you remember what they used to drink. So now you're picking up their slack, I guess, and you're a little sad about it. So,
well, you said you had some new music. Tell us a little bit about it. Where'd the inspiration come from? And then let's hear it.
Yeah. I wrote this new song called Always Behind. And the farming community is a hardworking, awesome group of people that, I mean, they have huge deadlines to make. They've got all sorts of stuff going on that most of us have no idea what that work is. And nobody talks about it. Nobody, brings up that they're, probably the hardest working class.
And so essential, especially if you didn't notice that in this last year, you definitely were not paying attention.
Right.
So essential.
Yeah. I had to mow grass down in Tennessee to supplement some of my income. I'm working a landscape job, and that heat in Tennessee in August, even at 10 in the morning, that's serious hot. So the hardworking crowd is what this song is for.
All right, let's hear it.
Awesome.
Ty Parkin,
it's
Always Behind?
Always Behind.
Always Behind.
It all started on a dirt road. Along that open field, Granddaddy turned to gold. That same family man, He worked and worked and thanked Jesus even when his family's broke. Oh, darn. Let me start over.
Okay, that's okay. Sorry. Go ahead. No, don't even worry about it. I'm rolling.
I wanted to try to get it first take.
All that pressure. Okay. All right,
sorry.
Take a breath and you're good.
It all started on a dirt road. Along that open field, Granddaddy turned to gold. Yeah, that same family man that worked and worked, thank Jesus, even when he's broke as the dirt around here. We all know he didn't wake up on a tractor. Someone must have showed you all about settling down in a hometown. That wild-eyed country boy was cussing at the sunshine. It's far from finished and always behind. Knows all the bad about goodbyes. Back in 34, he lost way more than corn. And that lonesome little boy who worked and worked grows up to learn there's a whole lot more than just dirt. We all know he didn't wake up on a tractor. Someone must have showed you all about settling down in a hometown. That wild-eyed country boy who's cussing out the sunshine is far from finished and always behind. It takes blood in the mud, too many hard-working hands and not enough beer and no time to thank you for what you do around here. We all know you didn't wake up on a tractor. Those hay bales didn't show up overnight. God bless the country boy who's cussing out the sunshine. He's far from finished and always behind. It all started on a dirt road. Along that open field, Granddaddy turned to gold.
Oh my gosh, that was so good.
You like that one?
Yes, I do like that one. Right. Always behind, Ty Parkin in the studio with us. Going to be opening up for Craig Morgan next week at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair in Petoskey. I cannot wait for this show. Are you going to record that song?
I think so.
Good. Yeah. I think you should, because that's a very touching tribute to the farmers and the people that are getting dirty and making sure we have food on our tables.
Well, yes, that's super important, and they're important. I appreciate them, and I want people to know, and I really hope this song does that.
When you do record music, do you go to Nashville to do it, or do you do it locally?
I record all of my stuff with my buddy down in Nashville, Tennessee. Believe it or not, a lot of those big studios are someone's house. He turned his garage into an awesome studio, and he's a producer down there. His name is Matt. He's really, really great guy and a good friend. I met him a few years ago, and he has always been somebody that has recorded my group of friends that were, you know, always honky-tonking. So he would come down and watch me play, and we would just, you know, hang out and be friends. And then I came to him one day and I really asked him about, you know, recording and what the Ty Parkin sound is going to be like.
Uh-huh. And he helped you figure that
Absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic so that you met somebody like
I'm
that.
I'm going to stick that out.
Nice. Yeah. Did you ever get, like, discouraged and want to just think, what am I doing?
Oh, man. At least once a week.
Yeah.
At least once a week. I remember getting double booked on gigs and not having enough money to get my car out of the parking garage.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember couch surfing. I remember living in a two-bedroom apartment with four people. I moved into these really awesome musicians. You met Isaac, Isaac Harrison. And Kenny plays bass down there pretty heavily. They're gigging all the time, and I moved into their laundry room.
Nice. Hey, you got a place to lay your head and play your music. What more can you ask for?
It was a pretty good-sized laundry room.
Well, I'm glad you did not give up, and I hope that you do continue to pursue your music because, you know, I love your sound.
Thank you.
Your songwriting is definitely great. And I would really love to see an EP. I mean, I know that's hard to achieve. And well, let me ask you this, too, because it is so hard to achieve that. Do you have, I know everybody's like Venmo, GoFundMe, blah, 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 fundraising efforts at all to put out a new album or EP?
I've never done fundraising for my music. I want to do fundraising for awesome places around here or awesome people around here or families. But I work hard enough that I can fund this.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'll sing. Every gig that I've booked just about, I've played a little bit extra or played that one more song for people.
And they remember that, you know.
Well, I do. I work hard and set time aside and set money aside to go to Nashville. And
good for you. How shocked were you when you saw me walk into that place you were playing in Florida when I was on vacation?
That was so fantastic. I was like, it's Susan. Wait, I'm not. For a minute, I had kind of like a weird feeling come over me. I was like, am I playing a gig in Michigan right now? Because I was playing so many gigs at that time, I was like, wait, where did I travel to again? Where am I playing?
The look on your face was pretty much priceless.
That was so great to see you there.
Visiting my sister, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Ty's here, like not too far from here. Let's go see him. She's like, okay.
I love playing that Eagles Club. There's a lot of really, you know, special situations down there where, I mean, yeah, it's a Eagles Club or it's a bar, but some of those people are either widowed or widowers, and they just want to go hang out somewhere and have a beer and
listen to music
and talk to people. Maybe they don't have a lot going on at home. So,
yeah.
So places like that are special.
Let's talk about where can people find your music and follow you on social media.
Fantastic. I've got an Instagram at @IamTyParkin. You can follow me on there. I'm always posting stories of some music stuff or some cool outdoors Northern Michigan stuff.
Uh-huh.
And same thing with Facebook. I've got Ty Parkin Music on my Facebook page. So you can go on there and follow that. It's got links to some songs on there and also my YouTube, Ty Parkin TV. We're working on that one.
Okay, I gotta ask because there's so many people now embracing the TikTok as ways to get their little snippets of music heard and embraced by other people. Have you ventured that way at all? Do you think you're going to? What do you think about it?
I'll be on TikTok soon.
Okay. I'll be the first follower.
Good.
I'm on TikTok. I don't post much, and mostly I do it for my sidewalk chalk, but I watch a lot, and I have seen a lot of really talented country music singers come across my feed that made me then go look them up and, you know, maybe feature on the horizon or something, but so much talent out there.
Have to keep putting it out. Have to keep writing, and writing through writer's blocks is one of the more frustrating things that'll happen. And I thought COVID would, the shutdown, I should say, I thought that was going to cause like some serious songwriting to come out and serious inspiration, but I get inspiration from doing things and meeting people and new experiences and playing music often is, you know, what's going to fuel me to get back and put more songs out for people. Because if I don't have anybody to play these songs for, it's a little bit
Disheartening.
It's a little bit disheartening.
Yeah. Well, we're super excited. I cannot wait to see you next week. You're going to do a little bit of your stuff, a little bit of cover songs, or what are you going to play? Have you figured it out yet?
I've got to get these people singing along. Okay. I think I can do it.
I think you can, too. I've heard you out in the public. So, Ty Parkin, opening up for Craig Morgan at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair. We're going to play Drinking for Two. Thanks so much for coming in. We love you.
I like my country big.
Woohoo!
Yeah.